You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAI. I cannot tell you. You know, I'm looking at the news and I'm looking at the headlines, and back in the news is Monica Lewinsky. Am I the only one so gosh darn sick of 20-some years of Monica Lewinsky? Come on. Aren't we done yet? Now, I get that, okay? You know, you have some sort of sexual relations with the president, and my guess, it was a lot more than a cigar or a cigarette or a lighter or whatever the hell they use in the Oval Office. I don't even want to think about it. And you know, okay, so you go through that, and then now you're branded. And so, you know, it's very hard to change your name, okay? I think she wanted to burn the beret because everybody remembers her with the beret. By the way, I've never donned a beret look. I really probably should have tried that, wear a beret. You know, I really think that look is good. I would like to bring it back, but again, I don't want anybody saying that I look like Monica Lewinsky. Anyway, so I understand, you know, she was very, very famous, and this was before reality TV. She could have had a reality TV show if this happened 20, 25 years ago. Now, it's just old news. So I guess she's back in the news answering questions about her affair with Bill Clinton. Now, all right, some people are like, oh, this is good because maybe it'll prevent Hillary from... It's not going to prevent Hillary from running or Hillary from winning or any of that other bull crap. Here's the thing, okay? It's going to help, and I wouldn't be surprised if somebody was working together on this, okay? You know, first, when you think back, when you hear Monica Lewinsky, I actually feel good because I think back to the 90s, which was a real good time in my life. I had a great time in the 90s. When I hear the term Monica Lewinsky or Bill Clinton, I actually feel good. It's one of those feel-good things because you remember the 90s. I didn't give a damn about what happened with them and the trip and the dress and whatever the hell that was going on. I remembered, okay, you know, yeah, I remember. I was in college, I was in medical school, you know, real good memories, good times. And so, remember, when you are a voter, there's all this psychological play going on. You are being manipulated all the time. And I'm telling you right now, this is another form of manipulation. So for those of us that really dug the 90s and remember the 90s as a good, fun time, this is exactly what they're kind of shooting for. Oh, I remember the Bill Clinton days. Why? And it gets us talking about the Clintons. The other thing that we remember is, okay, remember, Hillary Clinton never really accomplished anything. I don't think we really know what she's accomplished or what she's done. You know, the term Benghazi keeps coming up, but the one thing that we do give her credit for, and I have, which is why I really think whoever her publicist is listening to my show, is I brought up how, you know, she was pretty admirable for being able to be strong during all this bullcrap. She was able to tough it out. Now, does that mean that any woman ever cheated on should just be handed a presidency? No, it doesn't. But, you know, she was able to kind of shake it off. You know, do the ain't no thing but a chicken wing type of thing. And, I have to admit, that's pretty admirable. That's kind of tough. That's really tough to be in the public eye while the president is cheating right there in the Oval Office. And it did make her appear a little bit more endearing. She really never had the big, I mean, she just didn't seem to be as, personality she was no Jackie Kennedy, of course, and so, you know, people really didn't like her that much anyway, but this kind of helped. So maybe the reason why this is all coming up is because it's their publicist's way of showing and reminding everybody Hillary went through a lot, feel sorry for her. And Hillary was able to overcome this, so she's tough. So if they are trying to promote this as her biggest accomplishment, being able to get through being the first lady while your husband is cheating in the Oval Office, That's the play. And I think it's kind of ridiculous because I'm really sick of the whole Monica Lewinsky thing. I guess her father was like a doctor, I think. Yeah, he's like a doctor and a photographer and all sorts of stuff. I don't know. So, well, I'm sure he's proud of his daughter. I mean, you know, how many people could get that much fame? True, you know, I'm not a father, so I don't think I would want my daughter to get that kind of fame. But she was the one to make a president stray from his wife. That got recognition, and they'll always be famous for that. So who knows? Maybe the family is proud. I wouldn't be proud at all. So when you look at this, just kind of realize it's just all a play. I haven't really, if you've noticed, talked much about the future election, the midterms, or 2016, because I'm kind of disillusioned with government as a whole. You know, I really don't know who is going to make a bigger mess of things. That's kind of how I look at it. Do I think the Republicans can help us more than the Democrats? Yeah, I do. Do I think they're going to be our savior? No, I don't. You know, the ship has already sailed with the Obamacare. We're going to be dealing with it. Hillary's going to probably extend it. We're probably going to get Republicans in the House at midterms, which may help a little bit. Maybe we could stop some of the spending, which would be nice, but we're not going to reverse Obamacare. So this thing is going to just lag on and on and on. And I'm kind of sick of it. So what I think we all should do is just kind of, you know, change gears and just not think about the government. Let the government do whatever the hell they're doing. And, just give in and surrender to the idea that we are just screwed, that we have a bunch of idiots running things in our country, telling us what to pay for, and we have no control. You know, there's a candidate that got really, really mad at me because I didn't endorse her. I really don't want to endorse, per se, any candidate, because when they do jack diddly squat, I really don't want to be a part of that. And personally, I don't really think my name helps the candidate. I don't really see how my name helps the candidate. I mean, I was honored, you know, but I'm like, look, I don't want to alienate other people because I do a lot of charity work. I want people on both sides of the aisle to help me raise money for these kids. So I'm not, you know, whatever. But I mean, I'm really not impressed with her as a candidate. She's like, oh, we could change this country. No, you can't change a country. There's no way this one particular person could change a country. I'm confident of that. You know, maybe Mitt Romney could have, but not her. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. All right, so some of you were pretty confused when the FDA has now switched its recommendation and said, you know what, don't be taking aspirin daily. You know how we've been going back and forth with this? Oh my gosh, this is driving me crazy. Take aspirin to prevent a heart attack and stroke. Don't take aspirin to take a heart attack and stroke. Take aspirin. No, don't take aspirin. Take aspirin. You know, I mean, can anybody get a clue? Now, the funny thing is over these years, the one thing I have kind of felt bad about is I've been forgetting to tell people to take an aspirin a day. In my practice, I haven't. And I think the reason why is I never really was convinced that the aspirin was preventing the heart attack. And remember, I practice medicine in Las Vegas, Nevada. So in Las Vegas, Nevada, not only is it the kidney stone capital of the world, but and Las Vegas skin cancer capital of the world, and in terms of us catching it and being damn good about catching it, there's probably people having stuff and they just don't get looked at in other states. But in our state, we're pretty much doing a damn good job. But we're also the GERD capital of the United States. That's how I look at it, okay? Because everybody coming in has GERD. Everybody has reflux. Everybody has heartburn. Everybody has acid problems and gastritis, esophagitis. Their lower esophageal sphincter is incompetent. And so at that point, I'm not going to put a person on an aspirin, because if they're gastrointestinally vulnerable, okay, that's a problem. Now, okay, let's take a look at this. Do a lot of people that have heart disease have GI issues? And maybe they're having their heart attacks because the doctor isn't putting them on aspirin. You know, there's a lot of little things to kind of look at. I mean, we don't give a damn if the FDA is right or what the FDA says. We really don't give a damn. All we give a damn about is not dying. That's all I care about. I don't care if it's my mama telling me what to do. Just somebody give me the right directions on what I'm supposed to do so I just don't die. Now, what's going on now with the FDA? They said, if you've never had a heart attack ever, don't take the aspirin. But if you've had a heart attack and you don't die from that heart attack, then maybe you can take the aspirin. Okay? Now, if you have the heart attack but you're dead, you probably should be taking the aspirin, but you're dead, so it's hard to do. You guys get that? So anyway, they say taking a daily aspirin is not necessary for people with absolutely no history of heart problems. How do you know if you don't have any heart problems? In a newly released consumer update, this is being reported by Time, 40 million Americans take aspirin every day, and because we now have Obamacare, it's not covered. No. The FDA says it has combed through the evidence and concluded that people who have not had heart problems, even if they have a family history of it, will not benefit from taking a daily aspirin. The announcement comes after the FDA denied Bayer's request to change its aspirin labels to say aspirin can aid in the prevention of heart attacks in people without a history of disease. Oh. Do you guys see what happened? You know how I keep telling you guys, lay low. You know, I say lay low, let sleeping dogs lie. Nobody got up in Bayer's business before. All of a sudden, Bayer wants to now change its aspirin labels, saying it's going to help people with heart disease, you know, whatever. And now the FDA is like, well, actually, it doesn't. Now you have all this media, and now everybody's putting down the Bayer. Oh, you guys got to be careful. You can't be too greedy. Don't be too greedy. Okay? This is some serious stuff, people. Okay? If people are using your product, just say, fine. What the hell are you doing? You don't go to the government. Oh, my gosh, don't ever go to the government. If you're going to the FDA to get them to approve something, they're going to usually deny it and then turn back around and smack you in the butt. So that's just now what happened. On its website, the FDA has written, somebody must have really ticked off the FDA. On its website, the FDA has written, FDA has concluded that the data do not support. See, isn't that funny? Since data is supposed to be plural, you would think the data does not support, but it says the data do not support the use of aspirin as a preventative medication by people who have not had a heart attack, stroke, or cardiovascular problems, a use that is called quote-unquote primary prevention. In such people, the benefit has not been established, but the risks, such as dangerous bleeding into the brain or stomach, are still present. I wonder if the FDA is now on a rampage where they're going to turn around and make all the aspirin companies and the aspirin products write all over the place in big letters, may cause GI bleed. Boy, I wonder if that's what's going to happen. I tell you, and a Bayer should have just laid low. You lay low. Dr. Robert Temple, Deputy Director for Clinical Science at the FDA, said that the recommendations since the 1990s have shown that if you have had a heart attack, stroke, or blood vessel disease in the heart, you could then benefit from the aspirin because it could lower the risk of having another heart attack. That is called secondary prevention. But current studies are kind of taking a look at the primary prevention. And the FDA is watching the studies. So right now we're kind of going back 20 years. You see that? Okay. In fact, I mean, here's the thing. Okay. My problem is like my father never got a chance to have a second heart attack. Okay. He had the one. And I mean, my guess is he actually had others that we didn't know about, but the one that we all know of is the one that killed him. So we never had that second chance. So as far as I'm concerned, I think it's absolutely stupid to wait until you've had the heart attack to then try to do anything preventatively. All right. But I get that. I get it costs money. You start to have people taking aspirin, then they want to go to a cardiologist. Then when they go to the cardiologist may actually order a couple tests. If the cardiologist order a couple tests, it's going to be money. So I think there's so much underlying with all this. Okay, so why is it good after a heart attack and not good before a heart attack? Here's the problem. You have people who probably will never have a heart attack, and then they are taking these anti-inflammatories or these aspirin products. They're burning a hole through their stomach, causing GI bleed, and now we have all other issues. So what I would say if I was the FDA, okay, or if I was, somebody, in the medical field, I am, but sometimes I forget that because I really love being on radio, okay? What Dr. Dahlia would recommend is everybody and their mother go see a heart doctor, okay? Everybody go see a heart doctor and find out if you already have subclinical heart disease. By subclinical, meaning we really don't really, asymptomatic, we're really not seeing symptoms, and we all of a sudden see that you already have clogging. And for those of you that are found to have some clogging, maybe we get a real nice CAT scan, a nice big juicy CAT scan. I know it's expensive, but think about it. We're trying to save money on the aspirin. Okay, if the government wants to save money on the aspirin, then this is what you do. Let's CAT scan everybody's heart. Okay, maybe even MRI it if you want to cut back on radiation. Let's MRI or CAT scan or angiogram or whatever, everybody's heart. We find out who has the coronary arteries or the carotid arteries up in the neck that are blocked. And whoever starts to look like they have coronary artery disease should then be put on an aspirin. Then you will save money on people not taking aspirin inadvertently, hopefully save people from getting GI bleeds. But no. Remember about a year and a half ago, they said don't do EKGs. They said don't be doing anything routine. Don't even look at anybody's heart until they're having symptoms. What? Wait, what? That's ridiculous. You see, if I were a non-doctor and I was listening to all this bull crap, I would be like, what the hell are you guys? Do you want us dead? I really don't know what this is all about. Okay, so anyway, now, when I was an ER doc, before I opened my practice here in Vegas, you'd have somebody come in with a heart, having a heart attack, I would immediately give them an aspirin. You have to chew it up. You don't wait for it to swallow. You immediately have them chew the aspirin. But, doctor, I'm having a heart attack. No, you got to chew the aspirin. No, chew it really, really good. Chew the aspirin. Okay, and then you can talk to me. Chew it, swallow it. No, you got to swallow it, and there. So we would always, get the aspirin on board because it would be anti-clot. It would, thrombolytic. It was, I had to still administer, thrombolytics and things like that, and we would still do the beta blockers, the nitroglycerin to try to relax the situation, and none of them died. I mean, we always saved all our heart attack patients. I was really, really happy. But we used aspirin. Okay, I am not going to be avoiding aspirin. But do I have a lot of my patients on a baby aspirin? I don't, because everybody seems to have reflux and esophagitis and are at risk for ulcers. Okay, so my advice, go check in with a heart doctor. Why not? Get that EKG from your regular doctor. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of a 100% blocked artery in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Shane and Tom who are working the dials, and a big thanks to all of you guys for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show, and on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. All right, Michael writes, I'm trying to lose 60 pounds, but every time I go on a diet, I end up gaining weight. What could you think is going on? And he goes to tell me where he started and you know what he's done and what he's tried. But that one statement there is something I want to talk about. Okay. This happens to me. In fact, it's happened to me recently too. Okay. You know, I go on a diet, and I shouldn't call it a diet. I should be calling it a new type of meal plan. But you start to go on a diet, and all of a sudden you notice either nothing happens or you actually start to gain weight. Now, I know everybody's like, it's muscle. Not always. It's actually you overeating. And let me tell you what happens. Okay, so a few different things are happening. Let's talk about somebody doing it right. And then let's talk about somebody not doing it right, okay? So let's say you're on, and I don't care what diet it is, Weight Watchers, Medifast, Nutrisystem, Longevity, I don't care. Any of those diets, okay? Let's say you're losing weight. Bravo. Okay, so you get on the scale, and I mean, maybe you lost a few pounds, okay, but then all of a sudden you plateau, and you get stuck, and you just sit there, and nothing seems to happen, okay, and then you give up, and boom, you're off your diet. Well, if you're dieting, and let's say you're watching your calories and you start to lose weight, you will plateau. And we've talked about the plateau and how crucial the plateau is. By plateau, meaning nothing's moving, it's just kind of flat. And the reason why that's happening is because your body needs to reset itself to the new weight. You know, we've talked about this. You know how you get the stomach flu, you get the stomach bug, you have all this diarrhea, and you lose all this weight, and all of a sudden you start feeling better. And you're like, oh my gosh, you know, yeah, I'm down 5 pounds, but this is cool. Let me just keep these 5 pounds off. And before you even finish your sentence, you're back up to where you started, right back at the same pound. And you're like, what the hell is this? I didn't eat 5 pounds worth of food. How did the weight come back up so quickly? Well, it's because the body, it's too difficult to reset everything to a new weight from a rapid weight loss. It's really difficult to reset your thyroid and your pituitary and your kidneys and just everything in general. It's just too damn difficult. And maybe we haven't figured out what the exact mechanism is, but it's a hell of a lot easier for the body to want to go back to the same weight. Remember, the body wants hemostasis, neutrality, homeostasis. It wants everything smooth. It doesn't want drama. So it's going to do everything to just, you know, the path of least resistance. So for the body, the easiest thing to do is just to go back to the weight you were before you decided to dramatically try to lose weight. Now, if let's say you've lost 5-10 pounds and you're still working hard and you plateau and you get stuck, to me, that's when the body is like, okay, you know what? Let's kind of reset things. It looks like this may be our new weight. And if this is our new weight, okay, let's just kind of reset things. But just nothing happened while we're figuring this poop out, okay? Just everybody just hold the phone. Let us figure out what the hell is happening to the body. We're not getting our daily ho-hos. We're not getting our daily Coca-Cola, okay? They're actually doing some sort of running motion, and they're running a lot. We may need to hold on to some of our calories because for some reason, Joe here is now running a lot, and we want to make sure that so while the body's figuring all this stuff out, it's plateauing. When you outrun the body and you have to, it's like a stare down, it's like playing chicken, and you let your body know, this is here to stay, this is what we're doing, then the body's okay, I got it. Okay, you're good at the 150 mark. Okay, you're good. Okay, just don't do, and then you start to lose some more weight, and like, okay, I got this. So that's what I think happens with the body. So a lot of times, you know, your body will actually slow down metabolism when you start to exercise like crazy, because a lot of you guys do. You don't really change your eating habits, but you start to exercise like crazy, and then you're upset that you're not losing weight. Well, your metabolism is slowing down because your body's like, hold the phone. There's all this activity. I need to make sure we have the energy stores. I better start storing up more. Now, hopefully you're starting to build more muscle. When you build more muscle, you burn more ATP. You burn more energy. You should be able to then burn more calories. So again, you just have to let the body know, don't freak out about this. This is the norm. This is what I'm doing, which is why we never recommend to start crash dieting. The reason why you don't really have a lot of doctors say, oh, I recommend this diet, I recommend this diet, I recommend this diet, because you need to gradually go into your weight loss. loss. So your body doesn't start to slow down the metabolism. You start to lose 10, 20 pounds right off the bat, like a lot of times you can with Weight Watchers and MediFast and all that. Your body's metabolism starts to slow. Now, the one thing is I am noticing with the MediFast, that's what my husband does, and it's on my website, the Take Shape for Life. I do notice that the metabolism does seem to be a little better because of the way you're doing it, where you're eating every couple hours, etc. You know, that there is a way to kind of trick your body in terms of that. But most of you guys, you lose weight quickly right away. The body doesn't know what the hell to do, so you start to slow down your metabolism, okay? Now, what about somebody else just starting to actually gain weight? You really shouldn't be gaining weight when you diet. That's wrong, unless you are miscalculating mentally what you're doing. Like, for example, you know, I would, let's say, and this is very, very bad, but in my dieting days, I would skip lunch. And then I would eat a candy bar at 2, 3 o'clock to tie me over for dinner. And I would gain weight. Well, one is I'm messing, you know, with my metabolism. But two, here I am, I'm starting to eat more calories thinking, but, you know, you skipped lunch. So that's okay. Because you skipped lunch, calories in, calories out, you could then, and so then, you know, here you are, you're starting to eat more caloric type stuff. And then in total, you're actually probably taking in more calories, or you're taking in the worst type of food because you're in dieting mode. Oh, I've been dieting, so it's okay. I could do the give and take. Okay, no, you got to be careful with that. Now, I don't mind cheat days. I think cheat days are brilliant. That's why Weight Watchers seems to help. You're doing your points all week long. You're doing really good. And then you have extra points. You get to have fun on Saturday or Sunday. That's kind of cool. But if you kind of do this every day where, okay, I skipped breakfast, I skipped lunch, so then I get to have some treats and I get to have a big dinner, you're not going to lose weight. You never will. You can't do the one meal thing. You can't. So the best way to do weight loss, okay, is you start out slow and easy. You know how I tell you guys before you quit smoking? Don't go from 2 packs a day to nothing. Try to slowly cut down to the point. Cut a cigarette a day out. Try to get yourself down to half a pack. So then all you have to do is go from half a pack to zero as opposed to 2 packs to zero. Well, same thing with weight. Just very, very slowly, gradually let your body get used to you're taking in less calories. Like, let's say you're like, you know what? Come January 1 next year, it's my New Year's resolution. No. If New Year's resolution is you losing weight, then you need to slowly start losing weight and cutting back your calories in November and December. You see how that works? So that then when you try to be more serious, your body doesn't kind of go into that metabolism shock. And then, of course, there's foods that trigger hormonal changes. You can't substitute a 200-calorie cupcake for a 200-calorie iceberg lettuce or a spinach salad. The spinach salad will help you lose weight, not the cupcake, because it's going to trigger some hormonal response where your body's like, wait a second, I think I need more insulin. Everybody hold the phone, and then your metabolism slows. Okay? Make sense? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know,
improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now. And enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I'm really sorry to do this to you guys. You know, there's you know, these headlines, and I have to report them. That's my job. We have another vagina story, okay? We have a woman. This is another woman that was born without a vagina, and apparently they have been able to create her. Now, remember, you know how they were growing vaginas in the laboratory? Okay, right now in science, we're researching the whole aspirin thing. And, you know, we're probably still, you know, touching upon fibromyalgia. But the biggest, juiciest part of research right now in medicine is how to grow vaginas. So I guess a 26-year-old woman, she's being anonymous. She did have a condition, does have a condition called Meyer-Rokitansky-Custer-Hauser syndrome, where she doesn't have a vagina, she doesn't have a womb, doesn't have a cervix. It's just this genetic abnormality that affects 1 in 5,000 women. Apparently, they were able to do a very unusual technique where they took the internal skin of a woman's thigh and they made vaginoplasty. Surgeons were able to avoid opening up the abdomen to getting a portion of the colon. Usually what they do is they use a piece of colon to make a vaginal canal. But now they were able to use thigh skin. The surgery was performed in 2012, and now everybody's seeming to talk about it because, you know, when you heard the story about those four vaginas being, you know, grown in the laboratory, these other guys are like, wait a second, we have you beat. We were able to make one out of a woman's thigh. So, I mean, now you have all these people going, I can make a vagina. And so everybody's now all happy and excited. And you know what? Good. Because this is a serious medical problem. It really is. It's extremely serious. I mean, you know, imagine if you were born without your private parts, man or woman. So, I mean, this is cool. This is really cool. Okay, anyway, they say, we already talked about the Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center's Regenerative Medicine Institute. We talked about that, you know, and growing the new vaginas. Okay, one of them loved her new procedure. She said her life is just completely regenerated. She said at the beginning it wasn't easy. It was hard to understand, but now she's normalized. She feels good. All right, so she's happy. So, you know, the fact that our scientists can figure out how to make body parts as creatively as they do, I just think it's cool. So I'm pretty excited. That it's good to know. It's good to know that we can start making body parts in the lab. I love it. Keep it up, people. Keep it up. All right. They think we could turn and use our iPhones later as our panic button. There's an app right now. Okay, although I don't know why we have to actually, I think it's like a buck app or something like that, all right, but it's called Eye on Me app, okay? It's been designed to alert friends if you're in trouble, effectively turning your smartphone into a panic button. Once the alarm is set, a large trigger button is placed on the phone's home screen, and when pressed, it automatically emails alert messages to family and friends asking for help. See, you know how you do butt calls where your butt starts to call somebody that you know? I'm really nervous about that. My worry is my butt would keep calling. I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Well, you know, what happened to your butt? I'm like, oh no, my butt just hit the phone. Okay, also the message tells everybody where you are and helps you be tracked on a map. If you hit the icon a second time, the alert is also posted to Facebook and Twitter. So sometimes, you know, I'm stuck on the toilet seat and I can't get up, you know, because of my knees, and I need someone to help me get off the toilet seat. That's something I could post to Facebook and Twitter. Exactly. This is great. Then a third tap opens the camera. A fourth takes a photo. A fifth tap unloads the photo of your attacker or surroundings to social networks. So if you go beep, beep, so let's say you're getting attacked, beep, 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 beep. Okay, then you can take a picture of the attacker. So let's say I'm stuck on the toilet. I can take a picture of me being stuck on a toilet. And then I can actually upload the toilet picture to Facebook. Okay, the icon does flash silently. Okay. If you have to trigger the alarm, so you could actually shake, like if you have to shake the phone hard, like you're running, that'll also help. Now there is a deactivation, cause you know, imagine, you know, you running after the kids wanting to yell at them, then all of that gets, you know, recorded. That's pretty scary stuff. But you know, I think that's cool. I mean, we're using our iPhones now for everything. My iPhone is my calculator, it's my music, it's my stereo, it's my psychologist. It's my medical reference guide when I have to look up, you know, drug dosages and what some of this new crap out there is that I have never heard of. I get to look that up on my iPhone. It's my alarm clock. It's my buddy. You know, I just hope I never lose my phone. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say teenagers who overindulge in energy or sports drinks are likely to engage in additional less than healthy behaviors like smoking, playing too many video games, etc. They looked at 2,800 teenagers in Minnesota, and those saying they consumed at least one energy or sports drink a week were found to spend more hours playing video games and consuming more sugary beverages and take up cigarette smoking. I think all kids do that. Like, I don't really know any kid that doesn't really play video games or like to drink some soda pop. I mean, I'm sure there's one or two out there. I would definitely increase the sample size on that one. These Duke University and University of Minnesota did the research. 38% of teens responded to the survey admitting they consumed at least one sports drink a week. No. While about 15% reported consuming energy drinks at the same frequency. Now, that's ridiculous. You guys have to stop the energy drinks. That's number one. Stop that stuff. Okay? I don't want any more cardiac arrhythmias going on. Boys who were heavy consumers of energy drinks played video games 4 hours more per week than those who weren't. About 20% in the survey who frequently used energy drinks also smoked cigarettes. What? Okay, now, energy drinks, sports drinks, I look at sports drinks like Gatorade. Okay, sports drinks are supposed to be okay. You work out, so you drink a Gatorade. Okay, and if you did work out, you deserve to play a video game because you're already out there working out. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't care about the sports drinks. The energy drinks, I do. So if your kids are pretty big, I guess, you know, their energy drinks, they may be smokers later. We have a whole bunch of mangoes being recalled for possible listeria. Now, you know how I told you guys I really love those mango spears that you get, you know, at the grocery store because it helps you poop? And I'm a huge mango fan. They say Pacific Organic Produce voluntarily recalled a limited number of cases of organic Tommy Atkins mangoes sold under the quote-unquote Purity Organic brand for possible listeria. All right, the company's based out of San Francisco. They said no illnesses, but they recalled after the FDA found one sample was positive for listeria. Okay, now, you could, I guess, go to the Pacific Organic Producer Customer Service to look at which PLU numbers are or whatever. We all freak out when we hear listeria because of what happened with the whole cantaloupe issue, you know, where multiple people died from that a couple years ago. But, you know, it just kind of goes to show you that I think organic is way, way cool. I love the idea that there's less pesticides. I love the idea that, you know, the animals aren't, you know, given a whole bunch of crap to grow. I love the idea of organic, but it doesn't mean it's sterile, okay? You could still have problems with organic food as well, all right? So it's just something to be aware of. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A study came out, okay? It's a Gallup survey for college graduates, okay? Where if you did go to a top 100 college, that doesn't necessarily mean you're in the money. All right. We need to talk about this. We're going to talk about this another time. We're coming up on break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.